Today's shiur is sponsored by the Virtual Halacha Program, a program to learn halacha at a high level under the auspices of Rav Remenzal, with an option for smicha. Visit vhalacha.com for more information about the Nuzman beginning now, learning Hilchos Shabbos and Basar B'chalav.
Okay, today's daf is Kiddushin daf Samach Vav, and we are on Samach Hei Amid Beis by Omar Abaya. Just 2 points before we continue. Number one, I neglected to mention yesterday in a very important line in Rashi. Rashi here, Kedushas Namachem Beis quotes a makar for the principle of Hodos Baldin Kibay Edim Dami. So you might have said that it's a svara. But if somebody comes and admits to something in the world of Dini Mamanis, so they're obligated because that's what they, however you understand it, whether it's Ne'emanis or a Hischaivus, however we explained yesterday, but either way it's a svara. Gemara never gives a source for it, but Rashi does. Rashi says a source for Hodos Baldin is Modim Amixas in Shmos Parashat Beis. Rashi quotes Hodos Baldin Kibay Edim Dichsiv Asher Yomar Kihuze Hareisha Samach Al Mixas Hodaso. We're somech on his hoda'ah. So that is number one, important Rashi to be aware of. Number two is the other point to mention, and that is Tosfos' discussion. Tosfos says the last line that we read, after all of the major topics that came up on yesterday's daf, the last line that we read, top Tosfos, lo ivri sahadi ela l'shakri. Edim are created in order to prevent falsehood, to prevent lying, at least in the world of Dini Mamanis, and that's why you don't need them there if everybody agrees that they're, if they believe each other and they're not going to cause problems. That was what the answer of the Gemara was in the story of the rabbis that were wondering whether they need witnesses. But Tosfos said, oh, okay, so what does that sound like? You don't need the Edim there. But, says Tosfos, Bikanam Rabbeinu Tam, Dein Tzorach Edim, Lasos Kinyin. It must be, you see from this Gemara, that also you don't need witnesses when you are making a Kinyin Chalipin. Kinyin Chalipin is done by many of the transactions that take place. And Tosfos says here, the Gemara doesn't give off any inkling that you are going to need it for other reasons. Once you don't need it because the Edim are only there to prevent Sheker, and there's no Chash Sheker, so then you wouldn't need it. Aye, what about it? What does it say in Baba Basra, Daf Mem, Kinyin Bifnei Shnayim, Vein Sarach Lomar Ksuvu, that Kinyin automatically is done in front of two people, and you don't even have to say ksuva, they could automatically write the shtar. Lav mishum delo mahani below shnayim. Devade mahani afilu below shnayim. Really, the kinyan chalipin works even without two. Elahachi kamar. Kinyan haragil bifnei shnayim means orchlam raksuvu. It just means if it's done in front of two, then you can write the shtar. But really, you don't need edim for a chalipin. And then he quotes the Gemara above Mitzia, and the Gemara at the end of, in the first parak of Sanhedrin, where the Gemara says, Pshar b'yachin and Pshar tzricha kinyin v'chulu. L'maisa Tosfos is of the Shita that Kinyin Chalipa does not need Edim. The Tosfos Arash even has a stronger formulation of this Svara, of the Shita, what we learned out from the Gemara. The Tosfos Arash says, Nire, miunira li daf raya ain't tzorach. You don't even need a raya. Our Gemara sounds that way, but you don't even need a raya. Why? De mali kinyan sudar, mali kinyan meshicha vechazaka. Well, what's the difference? You don't need to aid them for any other kinyan. Right? If you do any other kinyan, you do kinyan meshicha or chazaka or... What, can Yadim need to aid them? No. If you want to make sure there's no problems later on, then you would need aid them. But if you don't have aid them, it still works. So, Milsa the Pshita Yi, Dim Hoda Ruvim Befanenu, Vyomar Nasati Metaltal Nalol Lashimon, Umashcham, Okarkas of Efsik, Bohotos, Bodin Gamedim Dami, Vichulu. As the Dozer Rosh describes. So, what are they getting at? They are emphasizing against the Shita that some Rishonim do quote. The Ravid and other shitas do bring down the idea that maybe you need a kinyan for, you need a different chalipin, and it is different. The Tosfos Arash has to defend himself by saying, "Well, what's the difference when you have a line like that?" So we would know. Oh, obviously there should be a difference. There is a difference according to some shitas, right? They're very defensive about it, and that relates to the sugya of chalipin, as we have discussed many times. That kinyan chalipin could be very different than all other kinyanim. All other kinyanim have what we might say. Are two ingredients, Maisa Kinyan and Das Kinyan. There's the Kavana and the Das, and then there's the Maisa Kinyan. Chalipin is totally focused on the Das Kinyan. The Maisa Chalipin is not really such a Maisa, it's just an act that's there to concretize the Das. But it's not really a Maisa, it's more of a symbolic Maisa. When you make somebody a shliach and you lift up a pen, what kind of kinyan is that? You're not lifting something up that you're buying and all the other types of kinyan and pulling something, digging in it. but it's more of a symbolic kinyan. And if the das plays a role, so then maybe that's why edim would be required. Because edim are always required when there is a higher level of das that is involved. That's why edikim, as we spoke about yesterday, by gittin v'kiddushin. So that is the important discussion in Tosfos relating to chalipin. Okay, now we'll continue with Amar Abaya about 8 lines up from the bottom. Says the Gemara Amar Abaya. Amar lo eid echad achal techelev. One aid says to a person, you ate chalev, you ate non-kosher fats by accident, and you are chayiv a karban. That is, now we're getting to the sugya. We discussed it yesterday already a little bit, but now we're continuing discussing the sugya of one aid. Eid echad. So eid echad, Omar, amar lo eid echad achal techelev. Halasho sake, and the person himself is quiet. Doesn't say a word. Ne'eman, in that case, the person is now chayiv to bring a karban. Why is he chayiv to bring a karban? Right? One aid, and he was quiet. So the Gemara has two elements here. Which is the focus of what the Gemara is saying? Tosfos says, Tosfos amar lo, pirish, shtika kahoda adami. Because by the person himself being quiet, when the aid echad says you are chayiv, that's basically admitting. Shtika kahoda, another important topic. Vahavi no da lo me'atzmo. So it's considered as if he himself has admitted that he owes a karban. That is Tosfos Ashita in this throughout the sugya. But according to that, Tosfos himself quotes the Nafka Mina. What if a person says to me, "You're chayiv a karban," and I say, "I don't know," or there is no way for me to have known or not. I have no idea. I have no idea. Not just I don't know, or I don't remember. Aval amar le'ani yodei eino nema l'chayiv a karban. Right? Lo havi le'leida. Right, that's Tosfos Ashita. So it's not really the Eid Echad according to Tosfos. The Eid Echad generates the question that I have to then admit to. But really, I'm chayiv because I am myself admitted. Shtika kahoda. And therefore, if I don't have shtika kahoda, so then I wouldn't be chayiv the karban. The Rashba, based on the Ramban, and others, do not think this is the pshat of the Gemara, because the Gemara is out to prove the power of Eid Echad. If it's all about shtika kahoda, would the Gemara use the lashon of ne'eman? He's believed. The Eid Echad is not believed. The Eid Echad just created a situation where you are believed about yourself. It doesn't sound that way from the Gemara, and therefore the Rashba, I read it from the Rashba, a number of the Chidusha from today, even though a number of them are from his Rebbe, the Ramban, the Rashba quotes Tosfos and argues. He says, Veinu Mechuvar, Dim Kain Lav Mishum De Mehemin, El Mishum De Hodos Bailim Kameya Edim, Velishna De Kamar, Omar Lo Ne'eman, Mashba De Mishum Ne'emunoso De Edhu, Velo Avil Lameimar Ela, he could have just skipped the aid. You could have just said, Omar Lo Edech Arachal Techelev, Fa'alasho Sek Chayiv, Klomer Karbon. And also throughout the sugya, it sounds like that it is the aid that is being believed here. So that is the machlokes between the Rashba and Tosfos had on the Siddur Gemara. Just continuing the Rashba, once we have it open, there's also a line that the Achronim all jump on. It's right here in the Ramban of the Rashba. In Kiddushin Samachay, Hilkach, after quoting and arguing on Tosfos and saying, really, the aid Echad has the power to be Mechai of a Karbon. Yes, if I contradict him, maybe I could undermine his nemanus, but that doesn't mean when I don't contradict him, it's not the Eid Echad that is being powerful. So then the Rashba says, Hilkach, le'esar es hamuter, in the case where an Eid Echad is coming to Aser, or to be Mechayiv, de'leka le'meimar ischazi ketera. The Eid Echad is not coming to override a present chazaka. That's a separate sugya. If an Eid Echad is coming to matir and eishas ish, right, that's called Ein Davar Sheber V'Pachas Mishnayim. Part of that could be, this is the question in the Rishonim, is that purely because the Eid Echad is coming to uproot a chazaka. A woman has a chazaka being married, one aid comes along and says she's divorced, we won't believe the aid. Ein Davar Sheber V'Pachas Mishnayim, because he's coming to uproot a chazaka. But says the Rashba, in our case, you are chayiv a karban. Is he coming to uproot a chazaka? If one aid says this is not kosher. No, because the Rashba sounds like he says, there's no such thing as a cheskas Heter. There's only a cheskas iser. That's his lashon. The lekel meimer is chazik hetera. The lo amrinon le b'shum duchta. Eid echa ne'eman bein shasakala bein amar in yodea. And according to, we didn't emphasize this, according to the Rashban, the Ramban, even if the person says, I don't know, he's going to be chayiv a karbon. According to Tosfos, which is based on Shika Kodah, said you need him to say, just be quiet. And then that shows his acquiescence. But if he says, I don't know, according to Tosfos, you wouldn't be chayev. According to the Rashba and the Ramban, you would be chayev in that case. And he says that, Okulodiver made a tam, dafka shosek, aval omer eni odeya, inami bish amarlo, Bechuli gives other examples, so then you wouldn't say Shika Kodah. Okay, but that's the line in the Rashba, part of why he is believed. And that is a question whether that's really true or not. Right? Is there no such thing as a cheskas heter? That the aid is when the aid is coming, he's believed to say also because he's not coming to uproot any chazaka. So on the one hand, you might say in Lamdis, yes. The Rebbe Chanan in Kovetz Ha'aretz, Simon Samach Zayin, he says, he quotes this Rashba, and then he says, Mishum deheter eino ela shlila, demasha eino asur, harihu mutter memela. If it's not asur, then what's the status when things are created in the world? It's mutter unless proven asur. Ulafiza agam cheskas pater eino chazaka. But then Rebbe Chanan says, I'm not sure if this is really true. Because there are examples in halacha where there is something called a cheskas heter, or a cheskas kashrus, and the aid is coming to uproot that chazaka. Right? The maishno, cheskas heter, the law of a chazaka, the cheskas penuya, the cheskas tara, to mikri chazaka. So Rabbi Chanan is somewhat bothered that the Rashba and the Ramban must mean something deeper, and not just, there's no such thing as a cheskas heter. Okay, either way, so we have this machlokas between Tosfos and the Chachmei Sfarad throughout this sugya. Is this really a sugya of Eid Echad, Ne'amanis Eid Echad, or is it a sugya of Shtika Kehodah? Let's continue. Says the Gemara V'tana Tuna, another Brisa, also supports this Abaya. Amar lo Eid Echad achal techelev, fa'alo amar lo achalti pater. If he contradicts and says, I didn't eat chelev, then he's pater. Taim adal amar lo. The reason is because he contradicted. Ha'ishtik mehemin, mashba, that if he would have been quiet, then he would be believed, the aid would be believed to be b'chayev a carbon. That's all Abaya number one. That's in terms of karbanos. Va'amar Abaya number two, in terms of tuma and tara. Amar lo eid echad nitzmu tara. That's in terms of eating. Eating something treif. Now we're getting into tuma. Amar lo eid echad nitzmu taros echav. If an eid echad comes and says your taros have become tamei, v'halo shosek ne'eman. And the other person is quiet. Again, Naaman, he is believed to establish that the taros became tameh. V'tana tuna, and also, eid echad omer nitzmu v'alo omer lo nitzmu, pater. Same thing, if the eid echad says it did not become tameh, then he is pater. What's pater? If he would go into the Beis HaMikdash, if he would eat truma, taima da omer lo, the only reason he would be pater is because he contradicts. Ha'ishtik mehemen, again, if he's quiet, he would be belief. This one is a little different. The Gemara is going to ask the Tzrichasa, but here it sounds like not that the aid is testifying about an event, like case number one, you ate chalef, but here it is an event, but it's an event, a pre-event. Nitmutar Rasayach, if that all that happened, he's not chayev anything. Nitmutar Rasayach, and then you did something, and then you went in. So this is really a different application of the Ne'amanus of Eid Echad. It's about to be Ma'am in the Eid Echad, to be Machzik a reality. Right? So that's a little different, but the Gemara puts them together. And number three, V'yamar Abaya, Amar lo Eid Echad, Sharcha Nirba, Eid Echad says, your ox was sodomized, and therefore it's usur, you can't bring it as a carbon. Rashi points out it's not chayamisa, because the chayamisa of an animal like that is only if there are two witnesses, or the owner. But either way, he says your animal is not chay, cannot be a carbon. Falo shosek, and he's quiet naman. So again, he's believed, and he cannot bring that animal as a carbon. V'tana tuna, v'shenevda bo'avera, v'shehemis al pi eid echad, o al pi bailim, naman. Says the Brisa that any animal that had an aveira done to it is v'shehemes api eid echad api bailim naman, again only if the bailim say it or eid echad. So what's the case? Hi, api eid echad hechidami idika modu bailim. If the bailim are admitting positively in this case that this is what happened, hainu api abailim. That's the previous phrase or the following phrase of api bailim. Ella, what does it mean in this brisa of Alpi Eid Echad? Ella lav the shasik. It must be that where he's quiet, right? If he argues, that wouldn't be true. It must be he's quiet. So you have these three cases that the Eid Echad is believed. Bitzricha, why do you need all three cases? Why did Abaya have to say all three statements? One about the Chelev, one about the Tumavatara, and one about the ox. Bitzricha, to Iyashmid and Hakamaisa, if you only had the one about the Chelev, where he's Chayav a carbon. Ilav, to Kimle Benavshe to Avad, if he wouldn't be sure that he actually did it. Chulin ba'azara lo havi ma'isi. The person wouldn't go and bring chulin ba'azara. So it must be there we would believe the Eid Echad. Only in that case. Maybe this is kind of where Tosas got it from. Because this line of the Gemara sounds like the person's ne'emonis is involved. Not just the Eid Echad. He wouldn't bring the karban unless he's really sure. Sounds like a shtika koda type of idea. Aval nitmu taros echa, but in the second case of where your taros became tame, meimar amrinan, maybe we should say, hay deshasik, desavar chazi lebi meitumaso. The reason that he's quiet was because, look, what's the worst thing that can happen? It's tame? Okay, I'll have time to eat it. I'll eat it in the days when I'm tame. And I'm not in the mood to get into an argument with him. Fine, you say it's tame. Okay, but I'm still not losing it. So maybe that's why we really don't, we wouldn't believe the aid in the second case. Let's continue and then we'll make a comment. V'yesh minan ha'ad, if you only had case number two, mishav deka mafsir lebi me taraso, because really, he's losing out in times of when he's able to eat it. Right, really, he wants to eat it whenever he wants, even in the days of Tara. Aval shoro nirba, but to the case number three, meimer amar, kol ashvarim lav legabi mizveh kaimi. What's he losing in case number three? So he won't bring it as a carbon. Big deal. So he has many other animals he could bring. So there, maybe in case number two, that's a chiddush, but case number three, we would not believe him. Tzricha, that's what you need. All three cases. Rashi is mashma. Rashi on the fourth line on top. Chazi lebi yemei tumaso. Right, what was the havamina? That, you know, he's just not saying anything because he can eat it just in the days when he's tamei. Velo ichbas le. And he doesn't care. Vilav hoda'ahi. And it's really not called a hoda'ah in that case. Umutarim letahorim. So therefore, even tar people would be able to eat it. Question. In the days of the Beis HaMikdash, is there anything wrong with tar people eating things that are tamei? Is there anything wrong with that? Pashas halachically, no. There's nothing wrong with that. But it's clear from Rashi, or at least the mashmas of Rashi is clear, that there was a minhag, or maybe a lachadchila, not to eat tamei items during the days of Tara. It doesn't say that this person's a kohen here. And it says, well, if we don't believe him, then people would eat the tamei things when they are tahar. What do you mean? They could eat it even when they're tahar, even if it's vaday tamei. So maybe there was an idea that even when a person was tar, he wouldn't eat tamei things, right? Even if he wasn't planning to go to the Beis HaMikdash, there was the minhag, and that's the Rambam. The Rambam quotes this in the last halacha of Hilchas Tumas Ochlin. The last halacha, Perek Tezayin. The Rambam wrote 16 chapters about Hilchas Tumas Ochlin. That itself should inspire us. 16 chapters. Anyway, the Rambam there says, in the last halacha, even though there's nothing wrong with that, it's mutter to eat tamei foods. Chasidim harishonim hayu ochlin chulei and betara. Pious individuals used to eat even their chulin in a state of tara. Vinisharin minatumas kulan kol yemehen veina nikrayin prushim. These are the prushim, the ones who separated. Vidavar ze kedusha yeterahi viderech chasidus. Sheyehe Adam nivdal uporesh misharam, that a person should be separated, not always eating and staying with sharam below yiga bohen below yochav yishte imohen. And then he quotes from the price of Avodah Zarah that Mesulas Yesharim is based on. Shaprishus mevia lidei taras haguf mimaisim aroim v'taras haguf mevia lidei kedushas hanefesh minadeos haros v'kedushas hanefesh goremes. Lihidamos Bishchina, Shinemar Viz Kadishtem, Viyisem Kadoshim, Ki Kadosh Ani. The Rambam ends off by saying, sometimes to have a higher standard, even though it's mutter, not to be involved in Tamei foods, spiritually problematic items, because that has a lot that comes along with it. Okay, but you get this, that Mashmas also a little bit from Rashi, but the Rambam says it, Beferish. Okay, those are the three statements of Abaya. Now we continue. Ibai Luhu, continuing the sugyas of Eid Echad. Ishto Zinsa Be'Eid Echad V'Shosig Mahu. A man goes over to another man and says, your wife was Mizana. I saw your wife Mizana. Unbelievable. Now what? Right, we know if a woman was Mizana, she is Ne'aseres Al Baila. Every time they would live together, they're leaving in sin. Issa Daraisa. Issa Sota. So, what about if an Eid Echad says it? And he was quiet. And we're Bezdin. So, what do we do? Do we get involved? Mahu. Machlokes. Amar Abaya Naman. Rava Omar. Amar Eno Naman. Why? Havi Davar Sheba'erva. Vein Davar Sheba'erva. Pachlos Mishnayim. Rava said it's Davar Sheba'erva. You can't establish a woman being Aser. And Ein Davar Sheba'erva. Pachlos Mishnayim. So what, Abaya doesn't hold the Vein Davar Sheba'erva? Pachlos Mishnayim. So what's the svar of Abaya? What's this machlokas about? Abaya says, Tosas L'shidaso. Shtika Kohoda. This isn't just a Davar Sheba'erva, but this is Shtika Kohoda. And therefore, Shavya Nafshe, Hadicha Disura. Tosfos l'shitaso, as he said earlier, this whole Gemara is not purely about Ne'amanus Eid Echad, but it's about the Eid Echad teaming up with the person himself, not arguing. Tosfos says, in Dibur Maskil Rava, De Kasava Rava, Taima De Shoseiku Mehemen, La Mishim Shtika Kohoda Adamya. That's obviously what Abaya holds, because he's explaining Rava here. It's not because of Shtika Kohoda and Shavya Nafshe, Elo Mishum Di'ika Raglayim L'davar, Mehem Nilei. When would you believe the Eid Echad? Only if there's also Raglayim L'davar, this other support for what the Eid Echad is saying. V'kivan she'eino iser mikocha eidus habal, ela mikoch eidus ha'eid. Lo emnilei, and here is coming from the Eid, there is no other Raglayim L'davar. The Eid Echad, eino neman, v'davar she'be'erva. Right, and Abaya would say, you're right, generally, but if they are shtika gado along with it, it would be good. Right? The Rashba's formulation is per se. Do you say ain't Darsh of Erev Pachas Mishnayim whenever the Bailim are quiet? Right? And that's basically what Tosfos is, similar to what Tosfos is saying also, but that's a fundamental machlokas. The Rishonim say it's a machlokas amaron between Abaya and Rava. How far does Darsh of Erev go? Do you need two in a case where the Bailim do not argue? Or do you say, no, two is only required where the Bialim are not agreeing? Okay, let's continue. Amar Abaya Amina Amina La. So now Abaya, after we just spoke about the Svara, the question is there a source? So Abaya says, Amina Amina La. So we'll have a couple of tries. Where do I know this halakha from, that an Eid Echad would be believed even in this case to say, Ishtacha Zinsa? Again, if the husband himself knows Vadai that it happened, then she's Asura. Even without an Eid Echad, what if the husband saw his wife? What if the wife admitted to the husband, I did it? That's the last Mishnah in Nedarim, if you remember. That we might not believe the woman, because it could be the woman's lying. Could be the woman just wants out of the marriage. Right? Nasna Ineha Ba'acher. So maybe originally, but it's the question is, does the husband believe? So that is a major, big discussions in the postkin. So Amar Rabbi Amina Amina Law, the Husam Yadavi Masader Masnisei Kami Demar Shmuel. There was a certain blind person who said over all the Mishnayos in front of Shmuel. Just read it over for him. Yomachad Nagale Velo Avikasi. One day he was late. He was late. He wasn't coming. Shadar Shlicha Baser. So Shmuel sent the Shliach to find out what's going on. Where's my man? Ada Azil Shliach Bechada Orcha Asaiyu Bechada. While the Shliach went down one road, the blind man came down back the other road. So they missed each other. Kiasa Shliach. So when the Shliach came back and he found the blind man, he found Shmuel Amar. He says, by the way, I walked into your house and I saw something I shouldn't have seen. Ishto Zinsa. Right? He says, I was there and Eid Echad Ishta, what woman was Mizana? Also Lakami Demar Shmuel. So Shmuel was there, right? That's what Amar Lei Imehem Alecha. He says to the person who used to say the brises Imehem Alecha Zil Afka. If this person is believed on you, if you really believe him as if he's two witnesses, you trust him Afka, then you have to divorce your wife. Ve'ilo, right? Why? Because he didn't argue with him. You didn't argue with him in this case. Ve'ilo Lo Tafik. Right? Then if not, then you don't have to. So my love, what does that mean? Says Abaya now. Imehem and Allah to love Gazlanahu. So I formulated what I shouldn't have formulated already. I already said the answer. But Abaya says, doesn't this Gemara mean, what did Shmuel mean? Is he believed? that he's not puzzle edus. He's not a goslin. You believe that he's a kosher guy? If you believe he's a kosher guy, then he answers for you, even though he's only an eid echad. So Abaye says, this is my raya, the story of Shmuel. Says, Rava would say back, no, you're missing the point of the story. V'Rava imehem alecha kebeit shrei zilafka. No, it doesn't mean if he's believed that he's not pasul. If you believe him as if he is two witnesses, so then that's the question. We're going to see this in Eben Ezer in a minute. The Eben Ezer, the Rama is going to quote a similar case. But imehem alecha kebeit shrei zilafka. If he's believed as if he is two witnesses, so then you have to divorce your wife. V'ilo lo tafka. But if you don't believe him, no, he's only one aid, and therefore you don't have to believe him. The Rama quotes the Maharik in Eben Ezer in Kuf Tes Vav Sif Zayin, where that he has a limitation of this Ne'amanis of the Eid Echad. Right, and some other Rishonim argue with this, but this is the Rama. Let me just read it again. This is Kuf Tes Vav Zayin. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Mishara Ishto Shizinsa. Man sees his wife was Bazana. O Sha'amar lo echon mikrovav. O mikrovo seha. Shehu ma'aminam. Visomechas daito aleihem. Shizinsa Ishto. The man hears of somebody he trusts. Bein Shahaya ha'omer ish. Bein Shahaya isha. Ho v'somcha daito lo davar zeshu. Emes harizachayav lo tzia. V'asu lo lava aleha v'yitank suba. Fine. Vim ho dislo shizinsa. Teitzi v'lo ksuba. Laficha v'chulu. Okay, then the Rama says, Harbe krovim kulam einem rak ke'ed echad. V'yesh omim, here's the key line. Di lo yacho lomar shema'amin lo'ed, ela im ma'amin lo gamkein bishar dvarim. The Rama says, this has to be somebody that you trust in all areas. It's not only in this area regarding your wife. What if the guy steals, he embezzles, he this, he doesn't eat kosher. Oh, but in this regard, he's true. No. Says Rama in the name of the Ma'arik. No, it's only if he's a mom in person to you in general, then you could trust him in this regard. Avalam eno mom in lo b'shar dvarim, rak b'dover zeh, mishum de belav hachi nechshadu loksas. You only believe him here because the wife has been acting in a certain way. Lo nesra la mishum zeh. That's not enough. It has to be objective ne'amanis in all areas. If not, so then we wouldn't make the husband get divorced in this case. Okay, that's one try, Abaye says, but then Shmuel, Rava says back, I don't think that's a raya. V'yomer Abaye mino amino la. So Abaye tries again. Following case, Yanai HaMelech. Tetanya Masa b'Yanai HaMelech. Shehalach l'koch l'shem ha-midbar, Yanai HaMelech. Who is Yanai HaMelech? Rashi, Yanai HaMelech. Min ha-kohanim shel chashmonam havei. All right, is one of the kings in the times of the Chashmonam. From the Kohanim, as we know, the Kohanim, they helped win the war on the days of Hanukkah, and after that they took over, but not only were they the Kohanim Gedolim, as they maybe should have been, but they were also the Malachim. They also were the kings, which itself is very controversial. That's what the Ramban discusses in Parshas Vayechi, on the pasuk of Lo Yasser Shevim Yehuda. We've discussed this Hanukkah time often, where the Ramban says that even though Hanukkah is an amazing, wonderful holiday, there is a tinge of negativity. Why? Because the Chashmonaim, or Kohanim, should have then stepped aside after they won the war. Because a Kohen cannot be the king, right? In a certain sense, separation of church and state. Not exactly, but, right, David HaMelech is Yehuda. And you can't have a Kohen who's going to be the king. In Yano Shalal Yasser Shevet Yehuda El Echad Me'echav Ki Malchus Yisrael HaMoshel Aleihem Mimenu Yihyeh V'lo Yimshol Echad Me'echav Alav B'chulu. And Me'ezi, what about Shaul? That was before it started. That was different. Hashem was very upset about that. Also, as is described in the Navi. Abo Me'esha Yachal Lios LeYehuda Shevet Malchus Lo Yasser Mimenu El Shevet Acher V'inyin Shaul Ki Ba'avur Shebedvar Shelos HaMalchus Be'esha Hi Nit'av Eitzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem didn't want it. Lo Ratzel HaMalchalem And Hashem Shelo HaMalchus Lo Yazmen Elo Olamim. When Hashem was giving them a king at that time, he didn't want them to have a king yet. So he gave them a temporary king. He didn't want to give a king from the family that it was going to stay in forever. And therefore, they shouldn't have asked for it in the first place, as the Ramban says here. And I, what about the whole line of Malchei Yisrael? The whole line from Yeravam v'chulu. So the Ramban says, it wasn't supposed to be that way permanently. Right? There was a few kings in. It was a punishment for Shlomo and others, and Rechavam v'chulu. But then it was supposed to go back. But the Malchi Yisrael all were negative and wicked that they didn't go back. And that's why they all, right, it ended up as it ended up, and they're eventually killed out in exile by Ashur later on, right, the lost tribes. But that wasn't what it was supposed to be. And then he says, "V'zeh haya onesh achashmonaim shemalchu v'vayisheni." This was the onesh. Why? Ki hayu chaside elyon v'almalehem nishtachu haTorah v'mitzvos miYisrael. They were unbelievable. They saved Torah, right? They stopped the Hellenizing of the Jews. They brought Torah back. They were machanech lebeis hamikdash. V'yafal pikin, and yet, so why does the Gemara say that they were all killed out? The Malchus Chashmonaim, right, is finished, right? The story at the beginning of Baba Basra, there was one girl that went up on a roof and said, "I'm the last one left," and she jumps off the roof, right? So he says, "Afal piki, nanchu onish gadol." Why? Because they should have stepped aside. They should have stepped aside and not taken the Malchus. That's what the Avokol Zera Matityo Chashmonai at Tzadik Lo Avru Ela Babur Zesh Malchu Velo Hayumi Zera Yehud and Vez David Vesiru Hashavit Amchogeg Lagamre Vahine Onish Mida Keneged Mida. Vechulu, he made their avadim be Moshel and Mamlech on them. Not everybody agrees to this Ramban. The Rambam, by omission, right? If there was something negative about the Hanukkah story, the Rambam should have said it. And he never quotes Lo Yasser as an Isser Da'araisa. He quotes that as the David HaMelech keeping the Malchus, but not as strongly as an Isser. But either way, this was one of the kings, Yanai HaMelech. There is a Machlokas in Brachas Daf Yutes, Chavtes, whether this Yanai was Yochanan Kohen Gadol, right, who we know was king for 80 years, and then at the end, Naset Stuki, after he was Kohen Gadol for 80 years. Machlokas there, whether it's the same person. But either way, let's get to this story. Ma'aseh b'Yanai HaMelech Shehalach L'Kuch L'Shem Bamidbar V'Kibei Sham Shishim Krachim. He won a war. U'b'chazar Aso Hayah Sameach Simcha Gadola. He was very happy. He called to all the rabbis, our forefathers ate very salty foods when they were building the Beis HaMikdash. Let's also eat meluchim to remember the downtrodden times, to give kavod to Hashem. And give hodah to Hashem. Even though they have golden tables, they brought meluchim. And they ate. So far, so good. But then there was a mesis. V'hayusham echad ish leitz levra ubelial ve'Eliezer ben Poira shemo. There was a man named Eliezer ben Poira. He was evil. He was a leitz. V'yomer Eliezer ben Poira liyanei melech. He wanted to cause trouble. He wanted to cause problems. He says to Yanai, Yanai amelech, libam shal prushim alecha. The rabbis don't like you. The rabbis are not interested in having you as the king. Umaaseh. So says Yanai, well, what am I supposed to do to find out whether what you're saying is true or not? Hakeim lohem b'tzitz shebein einecha. Why don't you put on the tzitz? Put on the golden tzitz, and then you'll see. Then you'll see they're not going to be happy. Hakeim lohem tzitz shebein einav. He put on the tzitz. Hayisham zakein echa v'yehuda ben gedida shemo. There was another zakein, that's what his name was. V'yomer Yehuda ben Gedida liyanei HaMelech. Yanei HaMelech. Rav lecha keser malchus. Hana keser kuna lezara shel Aaron. It's kind of like what the Ramban was saying. You know, you're the king. Let the descendants of Aaron HaKohen be the Kohanim. Shohayu omrim. Why? Because they, the rabbis, said to themselves, Imo nishbeis b'modiyin. The father of Yanai, the mother of Yanai, had been a shivuya. V'yevukash hadavar v'lo nimsa. They did the research and it came out that it wasn't true. Either it wasn't true at all, or nothing happened to her, she wasn't abused, and therefore he wasn't nifsal. V'yibadu chachmei Yisrael b'zam. But Yanai was so upset that they even suspected him that he was very upset. He separated from them in anger. Stop there for a moment. Two discussions here in the Rishonim. Number one, he put on the tzitz. How could he put on the tzitz? How could it be on the tzitz? Rashi, Machlokas Rashi Tosis. Rashi says, we referred to this a couple of weeks ago on Daf Nun Dalet. Rashi says, V'afal gav delav v'shas avoda, k'damar b'perek beiz. It wasn't shas avoda. So how was he allowed to wear the tzitz? Was he violating here? No, it doesn't sound like the isser here was because he was wearing the tzitz. It sounds like because he shouldn't have been a kohen. Says Rashi, even though it was shlob v'shas avoda, big day kahuna nitnu lehanos b'ham. As we said before, remember, no me'ila, because big de gehunar, nitnu lehanos, that's Rashi. Tosfos says, what? So the Kohanim could just wear their big day kahuna home the whole every day? No. Ninu lanos means you don't have to worry about every second. You can take it off after a second, and if you need it, maybe to sleep on, but anytime you want. Tosfos says it's a special din of the tzitz. Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Tam. Mefarsh Rabbeinu Tam, didafka tzitz. Mishum dechsiv bo vaya mitzchot tamid. Masma demutter shlo b'shaz avodah. But b'shar begadim lo is a special din of the tzitz. Machlokas Rashi Tosfos about nitnu lehenos of the other begadim. The other question the Rishonim asked, the Ramban here asks, why did they only complain now when he put on the tzitz? Hasn't he been functioning as the Kohen Gadol like all these years? Right, is this the beginning? Some Rishonim say, oh, this was the beginning. Right, but it doesn't sound that way. It sounds like he was a Kohen Gadol, but Davki, put on the tzitz down, now they get all upset. Well, what was the delay? Right, so maybe the problem is that here he's doing something wrong. If he's functioning as the Kohen Gadol properly, okay, but here is even worse. Here he's doing something wrong. Right, number one. The Eolo Ashkach, Bidrabanan, he's violating that he's wearing this tzitz at a time when he's not supposed to be wearing it. Number two, maybe he was drunk, the Ramban says. And then the Rashba says, V'yachshav shero shehekim betzitz shelo ka'alacha v'shaz hodas ha'nes ha'isa ha'yasavar oso zakin shekol ma'isav shkagahi. This was an inappropriate time. At a time when you're giving hodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is not a time when you should be doing this. One final answer given, and that is the Rav Yashiv here quotes this question, and he quotes the Machna's answer. Maybe up till now, he was just functioning as a Kohen Hedyot. He was functioning like a Kohen. He was acting like a Kohen and doing a Voda. They weren't Machbet as much. Why? Because as we're going to see on Amid Beis, even somebody who turns out to be a Chalal, the Avoda is not Nischalel afterwards. But now he's trying to be the Kohen Gadol? No, that's different. That's different. You can't try to be the Kohen Gadol. That is something that goes beyond, and the Chachamim didn't want to stand for that. Either way, so they tried. They start investigating, and even though they found out that his mother was not violated, he is still upset at them. So, continue the story. Vayomer Elazar ben Poir, and we didn't get to the point of the story yet, why we brought it here. Vayomer Elazar ben Poir Yane Amelech. This Elazar says, Yane Amelech, Hed Yotche B'Yisrael Kachu Dino, V'yata Melech V'Kohen Gadol Kachu Dincha. You're going to let them get away with this? What do you mean? You got to take revenge. What am I supposed to do? What should I do? So imatash shomea leitzasi. Obviously, this was a self-hating Jew. Imatash shomea leitzasi. Rome same. Kill them. Destroy them. The Torah matayola. What about the Torah? Right, Yana didn't want to just forget the Torah. Hare kruchu menachas bekeren zavis. What do you mean? You have a Torah there. Kol rotzelomo yavav yomod. We could get the Torah back. Amar Rabbanan bar Yitzchak miya nizrcha bo apikarsis. Apikarsis immediately went into him. Rav Yashiv says, right, if they knew that this would cause them all to be killed, that he wouldn't have said anything to them. Right, it's not pikuach. It's not sakana. It's not one of the big three. But they didn't know. At the time, he was fine. He was kosher. Now, apikarsis, tahavi le meimar, tenach Torah shebichsav, Torah shebal pe'mai. Right, because he should have answered, fine, Torah shebichsav is here. What about Torah shebal pe'? Miyad v'sutzat hara al-yidei Elazar ben Poira v'yehargu kol chachmei Yisrael. And he killed. The Anna killed all the rabbis, except for one. V'ya ha'olam mishtomeim ad sheba Shimon ben Shetach. Until the one, his brother-in-law, Shimon ben Shetach, who had been hidden by his own wife, by Shimon ben Shetach's sister, who Yana was married to, v'hechzer ha'zatar li'yoshan. He got it all back. That's the story. So now the Gemara says, hey, chidami, what is the discussion was that there was a question about his mother, and then they said, oh, it's okay. So what was the story? Was it a case where there were two Edom on each side, two that said that she was captured, two not? So why they throw out the case? Right? There's still a problem. Why they rely on it? Rashi discusses here, and the other he's shown him, Treyu Trey. Is Treyu Trey a Sfeika Daraisa, Sfeika Darabanan? Right, this Gemara is important for that sugya. What if you have a contradiction between two witnesses? So do you cancel out and you go back to the previous state? Or do you say, no, there's a deadlock and you're stuck? You don't go back to the previous state, but you don't punish as if it really happened. So here, the Gemara says, if it's two, so it should be a stalemate. Ella rather Beit Echad. It must be there was one aid involved here. V'time to come machakshi lei Beit Shrei. And the reason that we threw it out was because two witnesses contradicted him. Halav hachi mehemin. If nobody would have contradicted the Eid Echad, he would have been believed. Abaye said, that's my raya, that if an Eid Echad says, your wife was Mezaneb, then he would be believed. But Rabba Amar Rabba says, that's very far-fetched. How do you know that? How do you know that's the case? Lo'olam Trey U'Trey. Maybe he's talking about Trey U'Trey. You know why you believe the second witness is? U'kudam Ravacha Barav Min Yomi Be'edi Hazama. Hachanami Be'edi Hazama. We're talking about Be'edi Hazama, where the Chiddush HaTorah is, you believe the second set of witnesses. Even though by Eidi HaChasha, contradictory witnesses, you don't. They're just stuck. But Eidi HaZama, that's the Chiddush HaTorah, one of the cases where the Gemara itself calls it a Chiddush. You believe the second set, even though there's no reason, logically, why you should believe them when they say, Imanu HaYisib HaBakam Ploni. Or, Iba Yisayimah, Kedir Rabbi Yitzchak, Tam Rabbi Yitzchak, Shifcha Echniso Tachtea. Or, they found out that she was captured, but then without the captors knowing, they got Yanai's mother out quickly, and they put in a different woman. They put in a Shifcha, who maybe wouldn't have been Nifselis anyway, with her status, and therefore they saved a Bas Yisrael. Good. So we don't have a riot to Abaya in try number two. The Chashukei Chemed here discusses a case where, in terms of giving kavod to someone who maybe you shouldn't give kavod to, what's the halacha if a kohen, a kohen in shul, is a very rich guy, he's married to a grusha, and he gives a sefer Torah to the shul. Are you allowed to make a hachnasa sefer Torah? Are you allowed to lay from the Torah? So, Lomaisa, he says, you should not make a Hachnasa Sefer Torah, because that is giving him kavod in public. Right? And you're giving kavod in public, so it's chanufa. Right? Once he gives the Torah, you can lay from it, as long as you know it was written by a kosher sofer. But he says, this is the Ein Lasos Tahalucha Rabasi, Ki Mechabedes Es HaKohen, Vein Zala Chanufa, Vitzorach Lomer Lo, he has to know that he's wrong. Amnam, if he already brought it into the shul, so then it would be, okay, you can lane from it. Maybe if he's in shul, I'm not sure, because then you're giving a cover by laning from his Torah, but that is a discussion here in the Chashuk Echemen. Viter. Amar Rava. So now Rava says, Rava holds the other way. Rava says, if the Eid Echad comes and says, your wife was Mezane, and he's quiet, Dover Shev Arabi is not believed. So, Minamin Allah, let me find you a source now. Text. It's not. The Mishnah says, it's a Brisa in Mikvos. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Maisa bin Megorish al Diskin Biyavna. Shaisa Omedes Becheska Shleima, there was a mikvah that had a chazaka, that it was a kosher mikvah. Umadadu Venim says Chaseira, and they found out one day, they checked it, and the mikvah was lacking, it wasn't 40 sa'ah. So what do you do? Last time you checked, 2 weeks ago, it was a kosher mikvah. Now it's a chaser mikvah. You don't know when it became chaser, and a lot of people went to the mikvah in between and touched taras. So, call taras nasal gaba. What about all the taras that were used based on people who went in? Hayarbi tarfin mitayar, Rabbi Kiva mitame. Machlokas tanaim. Rabbi tarfin says they're all tar. You could assume it became tame only recently, and Rabbi Kiva was mitame. Amr Bitarfin mikvazeh becheska shalim hu omeid. Rabbi Tarfin said in a cheskas kashrus. Misafik atabal chasro. Alta chasrana misafik. You want to passel it, misafik, as late as possible. Amr Rabbi Akiva. Adam zeh becheskas tamehu omeid. The person who went into the mikvah is becheskas tuma. Misafik atabal taro. You're not sure whether the mikvah was good or not. Alta tarenu misafik. So do you focus on the mikvah? Do you focus on the cheskas kashrus of the mikvah? Do you focus on the cheskas tumah of the person? That's the machlokas, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfin. I'm Rabbi Tarfin. Rabbi Tarfin now continues. I'll give you a mashal. I'll give you a mashal why it should be good. If there's a kohen who's giving karbanis, and now he finds out that he is a chalal of ben gerusha ben chalutza, shavodas okshera. His avod is kosher. So too, in the case of the mikvah, you only find out the problem now, so then it's okay, right? Up until now it's okay. Tosfos is bothered, and the other Rishonim, it's not the same type of mashal. It's not an exact parallel, because over there, Tosfos says on top, my mashal uzeh, if in the case of afilo nodesh apostle, b'shas avoda, if you know, even if you know for sure he was a chalal 2 weeks ago, still his avoda is a kosher the past 2 weeks. Because that's the din. We're going to learn it out from a pasuk. But let's say you know for sure that the mikvah became pasul, chasar a week ago. then it's all the stuff in between is not kosher, is not tahor. So Tosfos doesn't like the parallel. So Tosfos quote tries to figure out how exactly the Gemara gives that mashal. The Ramban, though, and the Rishonim argue on this Ramban, but the Ramban says because the Gemara makes this parallel, you know what we're going to have to say? The Ramban says even the whole idea of a chalal, which is against the pashas of the Gemara that we're going to read soon, a chalal. Once you know he was a chalal, that we say that his avodah was ksheira, that's only if you know he was a suffik chalal. But if you know he was a vadei chalal, then in a chinami, you would passel all the avodah in the past. And the Rashba and the other Rishonim say, it doesn't sound that way from the Gemaras. All the Gemaras that quote this din, as we'll see soon, sound like, no, that's the chiddush. Even though he was a chalal then, it's okay until you find out about it. It's kind of like a Sefer Torah, psula. We don't read from a Sefer Torah passel, but we're not going to read it again once we find out that it was possible. We'll say it was okay up until now. So that's what Rabbi Shonim say, but the Ramban, because of this comparison in the Gemara, comes up with a Chiddush Gadol. That if you know he was a Vadei Cholol, then it wouldn't be good in the past. And the Rambam does not say that, and the other Rishonim don't say that. The Rambam, by the way, goes in the opposite direction. The Rambam quotes a Chiddush that even if you know, let's say you know, you found out he was a Cholol today. Let's say he did the Avodah anyway, even after he found out that he was a Cholol. It's still kosher. The opposite of the Ramban. The Ramban says if you find out that he was Vadei Cholol, so then even his avodah in the past is a problem. Rav Rishonim say, once you find out he's a Cholol, he cannot do avodah anymore, but everything in the past is kosher. The Rambam is the most makel. And that is, even if you find out that he's not supposed to do avodah, if he does avodah now, it's still kosher. 3 days, and the Rambam in the B.S. Mikdash in Perek Vav HaLachayut. Okay. But that's the mashal, back to the Gemara. Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva gives a different mashal. Don't compare it to a case where he finds out that he was a chalal, but mashal omer, omidu makav agabim is back, but odeshu balmum, shavadasa psula. Make it be, no, he's like a balmum. Rabbi Tarfon, ata dimisa la balmum, vani dimisa la begrusha ben chalutza. Well, you compared him to a balmum, where the avoda in the past is a problem, and I compared him to a chalal, nira la bidome. Which is a more comparable case? Idoma la ben grusha la ben chalutza, nidona ke ben grusha ben chalutza. Idoma la balmum, nidona ke balmum. So Rabbi Tarfon says, well, why should your shita be better than mine? Hisla Rabbi Akiva ladun. Rabbi Akiva says, let me explain it. Mikva psulo bayachid, u balmum psulo bayachid. Mikva can become possible by one person. And a balmum can become possible by one person. And don't prove to be chalo, which requires two people to change somebody's status. Dover acher or mikva psulo begufo, balmum psulo begufo. They're both inherent problems from within. Because of what his mother did. And the end of the braisa, Amar Rabbi Tavon Rabbi Kiva, kala porish bimcha kaporish benachayim. That is an amazing svara. Thank you for giving me that svara. I agree with you. But now the Gemara says, okay, now Rav is going to come up with his shita. Hi, balmum shepsulo biyachid echidami. What did Rabbi Kiva mean by saying, balmum, the psul is even with a yachid? Echidami. Idaka machishle. Is the person saying, I'm not a balmum? Mi mehemin? Would he be believed? Would the eid echad be believed? Ela de shasik. Isn't this a case of Eid Echad, where he's quiet? And what did the Raisa say? Only believed by Balmum or Mikva. But by Ben Gerusha Mechalutza, Dishasik, Viktani, Mikva Besula B'yachad, Balmum Sula B'yachad, Val Yochia Ben Gerusha Mechalutza, Shepsula B'shnayim. Right, and Eid Echad would not be believed by a Darvish B'erva, even if Shasik says, Rava, that's my Raya. V'yabaya Amar, no, the Olam to Kamachishle, really he is contradicting. Utakamar, am I Mehemin? So why would he be believed if he says, one he said that he's a Balmum and he says no? Why would the Eidecha still be believed? The Amarle, Shalech Achvi. Because we would just say, take off your shirt, let's see. No, like there's a Reyesa that he's hiding something. What do you see from here? Little Tosfos in Shalach. You see from here? Anytime it's a Milsa Da'avidi Ligluye, it ain't Echad is believed. If it's something that obviously can become revealed, called Avash Yochel is Barer Eid Echad, is Barer Eid Echad Neman Alav, Afilu Eid Echad Machisho. That's an important Tosfos. The Ramah quotes this in Yoredeya as a Yesh Omrim. And the Shach is bothered. Why is it a Yesh Omrim? It's a Beforish Gemara. Kuf Chav Zayin Gimel. In the Ramah, in Yaradeya, the Shach is bothered. It's for sure. It's not just a Yesh Omrim. Okay. V'hainu Diktani, finishing up, Mikva Psula Begufo, Balmum Psula Begufo, V'yochiyach Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza Shepsula Me'achirim. That's the line of Begufo. It means it is self-evident from within. Period. But once we brought this up, the Gemara says, so what's the source for what we just alluded to? What's the source that a chalal who did the avoda, again, the pashas, rov rishonim, means when you find out that he was a chalal, everything up till now was still kosher. Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, da Amar Kra, v'haisalo ulezaro acharav, ben zera kosher, ben zera pasal. For his zera includes kosher or pasal. Avua de Shmuel Amar Mehacha, Barech Hashem Chelo, Hashem will give blessing to Chelo. Ufal Yadav Tirtzeh, Afilu Chulin Shebo Tirtzeh. Right, talking about Levi, even Chulin Shebo, even the Chalalim among him, will be Merutzeh. Rabbi Yani Amar Mehacha, number three, Uvasa El HaKoen Asher Yieh Bayamah Mehem, go to the Kohen in your day. V'chisal Adayit HaKash Adam Holeches HaKoen Shelo Hayah Bayamav. What a Kohen that's not in his day, El HaZeh Kosher V'nischalel. You went to the Kohen in your day. Even though he would turn out to be a chalal, it is okay. So that's three sources for Kohen being b'di'evit okay. The other Rav Shach in Avi Ezri in Hilchas Sefer Torah discusses the lumdus. Why should it be okay b'di'evit? Is it looked at as he's still, right now we know he was a chalal the whole time. So why should it be good? Do you say that a Kohen that becomes a chalal is still a Kohen legabe avoda? Is that what it is? Because a chalal is called a Yisrael. He doesn't eat shrum anymore. He doesn't do anything anymore. So how can we say the avoda was okay? A zar can't do the avoda. So two formulations he has. Beautiful chakira. He says maybe look, that's the chiddush of the pasuk. Legabe avoda, he still had kedushas kahuna. Right? And maybe that's why the Rambam would say even mikana lahaba it would work. Legabe avoda, he's still kohen, even though regarding everything else in the world, he loses his kahuna. Or do you say no? And this is a bigger chiddush. How could you say that? He's a chol, he's a Yisrael. Maybe the chiddush of the pasuk is that even somebody who is a ben kohen could do the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. And he's a ben kohen, even though he's a chol. Two formulations that he has. And maybe he says, it's totally on the different sources here, the different psukim here. Fascinating suggestions that Rav Shach has in Hilchas Sefer Torah, Perek Zayin. Okay, let's finish up. Balmum davato sapsula minalan. What about a balmum that does the avodah? His avodah is possible, but the evan. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Amar Kra. Lochein emar inenei nosin lois brisi, shalom. Kishu shalem, v'lo kishu chaser. We darshan the word shalom to mean shalem, right? To be complete. In Pinchas, Ayva Hashalom Tziv. It says Shalom. Amr of Nachmin, Vav de Shalom Ketiyahi. There's a line. The Vav is cut, so he can read it as if the letter is not there. So as if it says Shalem and not Shalom. All that he showed him discuss. There was a machlokas. Our Sifrei Torah mostly have a cut letter, but not all of their Sifrei Torah had it. Big discussion. Do we passing like this Gemara? Do we not passing like this Gemara? All the Ritva here discusses it and others. There's also an important discussion, major machlokas. It's not clear in the Gemara. What about a Kohen Mamzer? What about a Kohen Mamzer? It's hard to figure out how do you have a Kohen Mamzer that's not a Kohen Chalo. But let's say you would have a Kohen Mamzer that's not a Chalo. The Rishonim try to figure it out. Could he? What's his status? Lagabe b'di'eved the avoda. Is he like Balmum? Is he like a Chalal? That's just a question. We're not going to answer that now. But the Rashba here discusses, and the Meiri has 2 days about it in a couple of da from now. But that's an important discussion as well. Okay, we'll stop here. But Hashem, next time we get into the sugyas of Yichus. Sugyas of Yichus are starting really from now till the end of the Masechta. A lot. Next paragraph, I saw Yuchsin. But really, this Mishnah starts the sugyas of Yichus. Okay, we'll stop here.